This week's Free Speech Zone on Campus NewsHour asks the student body how safe they feel walking through the parking lot to their cars. Staff writer Alexandra Scoville and John Gonzalez take it to Falcon Square to get the student perspective.
Hello, I am Alexandra Scoville for this week's Campus NewsHour. Here is this week's Free Speech Zone. The question we asked students was, what do you think of the security in the parking lots? Alfred Hernandez, computer engineering major.
I haven't seen any security around here. I only seen the staff, like the parking staff. I never had an issue where I can contact security. The security here, I don't know. I would say it's good because I haven't seen any issues around here. Yeah, sometimes I don't feel my car is safe there. Like if I were to leave it unlocked and if I were to happen to leave it open by an accident, I wouldn't feel safe.
Dina Lee, business administration major.
They're okay. I feel like sometimes they're not on point. Like there's people that are parked here without the passes and, you know, it's unfair to us that we have passes and people that don't have passes sometimes don't get the ticket. So, I mean, I don't have any trouble with them besides that.
Well, do you feel safe?
Do I feel safe?
Feel safe with like your car and like things?
Sometimes and sometimes no, because I've been I went to school to be an esthetician and I'm just furthering my education. And a girl got attacked when I was going about maybe like 2 years ago. And it was like, he was like trying to rape her or something like that. It was like up a stairs, uh-huh. You know, at the health science building.
Okay.
So that was kind of scary, but I don't go to school at night, so.
Okay.
Then at night, maybe it might be a little bit more dangerous because, you know, the school's kind of big and the buildings are really old.
Gio Herrera, undecided major.
It's good.
Yeah. Do you feel like your stuff is safe when you park here?
Eventually, I have to, right?
Okay. Do you feel like if maybe it's like you were to leave your car unlocked or something like that, your stuff would be safe from maybe theft, or like maybe if something does get stolen from your car that maybe there's a good chance of them catching the person?
Well, if that was to happen, then maybe that's why the security's job to, you know, eventually find the person or the people who end up doing it.
Tiffany Rivas, undecided major.
That's good, I guess.
Do you feel like your stuff is safe or, like, that, say, I don't know, maybe somebody tries to break in your car?
Yes, because I always see them out there.
You always see the security guards out there. So you think maybe like your stuff will never get jacked or anything like that?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. It's reasonable. Do you feel like maybe yourself is safe?
Yeah.
Christopher Biza, nursing major.
I mean, I don't really see them like patrolling the, you know, the parking lot much. I never really like paid attention, but I mean, at times I did. I just see them like cruising around, I guess, in the bike or. I never actually saw them monitoring, like, cars or anything like that. So, I mean, from a scale from 1 to 10, maybe, like, a 5.
Okay, so maybe you feel like your stuff isn't safe with these guys?
Yeah, definitely, man, yeah.
Okay.
Katina Jones, administrative justice major.
I never really noticed them.
So do you think your things are safe, like your possessions inside your car?
Yeah, I could say I trust them.
What about trusting them, like, with maybe your safety or maybe the safety of your friends? Or...
Well, I can say I do trust them, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I leave my car there every day and nothing ever happened so far, and I've been here for 2 years now, so I can say everything's okay.
Manuel Machado, physical therapy major.
To be honest, it's like I have not seen a strong presence of them. I park every day in the parking lots, and usually I don't get to see them that often, so I don't know if they're not around or if they lack of, you know, enough personnel.
Okay.
So I can't really give you a good opinion about.
All right. Well, that's what this is about, kind of like the presence and do you feel safe?
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like your stuff is safe? Your stuff inside your car, safe?
It's just at its own risk. That's put it that way. Because then again, I told us, like, I have night classes, and I don't really see a presence of them and circling around the parking lots.
At night, do you feel like you're safe to walk in the parking lot at dark, in the dark?
Well, I do, but if I were, like, in the shoes of a woman, then that would be a different story. I would not feel, if I were a woman, I would not feel that safe.
Brandon Labitte, business major.
I obviously can do that. I've seen cars get keyed, completely keyed all around, so... I don't know. I haven't had any personal problems, but I've seen, obviously, cars with damage. I've seen some people bump a car, and I don't think anyone saw it.
Do you feel like your personal stuff is safe inside your car?
Me, I feel fine. For myself, I guess, yeah.
Do you know any friends or anything that, anybody else that maybe, like, something has happened to their car or something has been stolen or anything like that?
No one I know, no.
Monica Salas, geography major.
Well, about that one chick who got punched in the face, like, last semester, it doesn't feel safe at all.
You don't feel like security does a job or...
No.
What do you feel about, like, your personal belongings in your car?
I hide them.
You hide them?
Yeah.
Do you feel like security does enough, the job enough to maybe protect your things or maybe protect you?
No, I don't think so. And I had a friend here who had her back seat to her Suburban seat stolen, like, twice from on campus.
Okay.
So I don't think they really protect our belongings.
For Talon Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Alexandra Scoville reporting.